Resilience, Part 1. At its most basic, resilience describes a person's capacity to face, overcome, and even be strengthened by life's adversities. Harvey and Elfabro demonstrate that bad experiences that constitute adversity are not randomly distributed in the population, and point to huge individual differences in people's exposure to environmental risks. They acknowledge that while disadvantage increases the likelihood of subsequent difficulties in psychological functioning and life success, it is also clear that many young people do not inevitably succumb to their circumstances or become overwhelmed by the adversity with which they are faced. Through the 1970s, the significance of this phenomenon began to be recognized in the fields of medicine, psychology, and education. Researchers set out to identify the correlates and markers of healthy adaptation among young people expected to struggle because of genetic or environmental risk. This early research tended to focus on the qualities of the individual. Those who did well despite multiple risks were described as invulnerable or invincible. These terms proved to be misleading, implying that a child or young person's capacity to evade or cope with risk was absolute and unchanging. As research evolved, it became clear that positive adaptation, despite exposure to adversity, involves a developmental progression, such that new vulnerabilities and/or strengths often emerge with changing life circumstances. Subsequent research has yielded a substantial body of evidence described below, confirming that there are no invulnerable children or young people. Rather than being an intrinsic trait, resilience has been shown to be a dynamic process occurring under specific circumstances. Consequently, resilience is now understood as both an outcome of interactions between individuals and their environments, and the processes which contribute to these outcomes. Resilience is therefore closely aligned with ecological and experiential developmental theories, such as ecological systems theory, developmental systems theory, and social learning theory. This is confirmed by Johnston and Howard, who emphasize the importance of context and point out that given favorable conditions, resilient behavior can be learnt and destructive coping responses such as harmful patterns of substance use unlearnt. This note of optimism is tempered by the unfortunate fact that in some circumstances, levels of risk and adversity are so overwhelming that recovery is extraordinarily rare or impossible. Resilience is never an across-the-board phenomenon. It can be demonstrated by young people in one or many aspects of their life and be associated with particular kinds of stresses and not others. While acknowledging that there are multiple pathways to resilience, researchers have endeavoured to identify particular patterns. We have drawn on the work of Maston and O'Doherty-Wright to provide a brief overview of these most widely recognised patterns.